से जवाब ही मिला है।
और इस माइंड ना हुई
और इस माइंड ना हुई
फिर नहीं रहा हूँ जज मतलब जज ना शावर
don't judge what's happening
फिर नहीं रहा फिर से लोग बात
appreciate that there is awareness of what is happening Everything in the present moment is a result of past conditions. So what is happening is natural. It's happened because there are conditions that allow it to happen. There is the result of past karma and there is present karma. Result of past actions versus present action. You can't change the result of past actions. You have to accept the result. But you can change the present action you choose to take. Will you observe the present moment with awareness and wisdom and make that your present action? Or will you react with greed, aversion, or delusion towards what is happening in the present moment. If you have the right attitude, you have a choice which way to choose. Awareness and wisdom or greed, aversion, and delusion. In the present moment, if we think of things in the right way, then wholesome minds will arise, wholesome states will arise. But if we think in the wrong way, then unwholesome states of mind will arise. That's why right view and right thought are so important. They are the work of wisdom. In practicing meditation, we are trying to make our present action the best possible action for the present moment. If the present experience is unpleasant or discomfort, and we have the wrong view or the wrong attitude towards it, then we have more unpleasantness and discomfort because of the wrong view, the wrong thought, wrong attitude.
Right view and right thought, the suffering will get worse, some apathy.
Instead of that, if we had right view and right attitude and right thought, then we would at the very least prevent the discomfort, pain or unwholesome state from growing, if not stopping it altogether. And we also create the opportunity for the wholesome to start growing. When we have the right attitude and right view. For example, if you're experiencing anxiety, anger, or fear, it's only with right attitude and right view that you can observe these states of mind equanimously.
ဖြစ်နေတာကိုဖြစ်ချင်လို့ဖြစ်တာမဟုတ်ဘူး။ကိုဖြစ်ချင်လို့ကိုဖြစ်ရာကြည့်လို့ဖြစ်တာ။ဒါလည်း
What is happening in the present moment isn't happening because you wanted it to happen. It's happening because there are reasons for it to be happening. There are causes and conditions that have made it arise in the present moment. And so we have to accept that. We can accept that knowing that it is a result of causes and conditions.
ကိုယ်ရမှုတော့ခင်ဗျာမဟုတ်လက်ခံတယ်ဆိုတော့ဖြစ်နေတာတကယ်မှန်နေတဲ့အဖြစ်တိုင်းနဲ့ရှိတိုင်းနဲ့တော့လက်ခံတယ
် We need to understand what is meant by accepting. Accepting doesn't mean that you allow the experience to overwhelm you. Accepting means that you accept that this is the truth of what is happening in the present moment. This is so.
အဲ့ဒါဘောဒီအောင်နားလည်မှလက်ခံရလက်ခံနိုင်မှတော့ဆက်ပြီးအားထုတ်ရ
And when we understand the nature of conditioning we can accept that this is the truth of the moment and that is only if we understand
သိတာကိုသိစင်ငါသိစင်အဖြစ်ရှင်လို့ဖြစ်ရမှာပေါ့
If all this was mine or me, the mind, the body, then it should do or be whatever we want it to do or be. If it belonged, in fact, to us, that I.
Go teaching, 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 go teaching.
Things are not here because we want them to be here, and they don't go away because we want them to go away. They come when the conditions are there for them to come, and they go away when the conditions for them to go away are there. So let them be. Let them just be. Don't think of.Trying to change them. Don't attempt to change. All you want to do is be aware. Know. Be in the present moment. Learn from it, investigate it.So long as we are observing with right attitude, so long we have the right view, as we have the right view when we are observing, it is not suffering to observe. It is not difficult.To observe. The experience that we are observing, the object that we are observing may be one of suffering, but there is no suffering in the observing itself. The observing, the awareness, is free of suffering. When there is right attitude. Because what is knowing is also not you. And what is being known is also not you. All of it is just nature. We feel likeIt is me who is waiting to know, to be aware. But that's not me either.
So right attitude don't let me out. Right view don't let me out. I didn't let me out. I didn't let me out.
When using right attitude and right view, we have to understand what is meant by right attitude and right view. Otherwise, we'd be like chanting a mantra, chanting some words or passages to ourselves and not really understanding what on earth we're trying to do. So we need to understand the meaning of what we're trying to apply. Digest it and understand. It is this understanding that we can use in our practice.
The body are right view, right thought, right attitude.
These right attitudes, right views, the more we understand it, the more freedom we have from suffering. It just depends on how much understanding is there. Even if we understand intellectually, it can be somewhat helpful. When we understand how to practice, then when there is a wrong attitude, all we need to do is recognize that there is wrong attitude in the present moment. If we want right attitude to arise in the natural way, then what we do is acknowledge the wrong attitude that is there and constantly check to see whether it's still wrong attitude. And when wrong attitude is no longer there, then will be right attitude. And we would have been mindful all that while. So when you notice the mind is not accepting something, you don't have to force the mind to try to accept it. You need to recognize and accept that the mind is not accepting this. This is what is happening now. When you know the truth of what is happening as it is in the present moment, that is right view. When we have pain in the body, discomfort in the body, unpleasant sensations, we need to learn the skill of how to observe these with ease. Be observing. In an equanimous way. In an accepting way. Observing as it is. When there is a defilement that we need to observe. If it makes no sense, then to have another defilement towards that defilement. To try to use another defilement to observe with. We'd rather at least remember that when there's a defilement, at least we want to observe it in a wise way.
with right attitude and right view. For the very, very beginners, there is a way that you can try to practice if it's suitable for you. So pretend that there is a you that's watching yourself. So it's like there's two people, one who is observing and one who is being observed. And try not to lose these people, two people, throughout your day. So there's always one of you who's watching the other of you. If that works for you, to help you to be more mindful throughout the day, try that. Being able to know yourself, being able to be self-aware, that's unique to humans. An animal cannot be self-aware.
Animals
are like slaves to their minds because delusion is so strong. If we want to be humans, if we want to be human to a greater degree, to increase our level of being as humans, then the only way is to be self-aware, to know ourselves more and more. Knowing and not knowing are opposite. Every moment you are aware, every moment you know, it's a moment of decreasing the power of not knowing, of delusion. Why it makes a difference to be aware, self-aware and knowing, is that we know what is good and right, what is bad and unwise, skillful versus unskillful, what is right versus wrong. So we have a choice. But if there's a person is not self-aware, without self-awareness there is no choice. There is no freedom. We are prisoners to the desires of the mind, slaves to the whims and fancies of the mind, the deluded mind. So although we have the capacity for self-awareness as human beings, we need to develop this capacity to its fullest potential. We need to actualize this ability. To be human is to want to be good, to be better and better. Human culture. There's a culture of wanting to grow the wholesome, to purify the mind. Someone who lives with self-awareness all the time, and they compare themselves to their to how they were in the past, they will say it feels like the difference is like black and white. So practice earnestly. Appreciate and value awareness. Remember to be aware in the present moment. Every moment. Try sincerely.